Hey everybody, welcome to Lockdown Brewers. Brewers could not find enough offense to beat one of the worst teams in baseball. We'll tell you about that and this offensive slump. This might be something we need to be concerned about. We'll talk about that next, coming up on Lockdown Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Lockdown Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. It is great to have you with us. After a day off on Monday, the Brewers got back at it and fell 3-2 to the Colorado Rockies. These low-scoring games, they just fly by, don't they? Man, a 7:40 start. Normally, we'd be done about 11:30, but this one really quick tonight. I don't have the exact game time, but it was fast. It flew by. And when you're winning, not a big deal. When you're losing, boy, just not enough clutch hitting for the Brewers, just disappointing. We're going to get to that. Should we be concerned about this offense? Tyrone Taylor is back, and we'll talk about game two of the series as well. All that's coming up right here on Lockdown Brewers. I work for WIBA Radio in Madison. I'm the morning sports anchor. Been covering the Milwaukee Brewers for over 40 years for AP Radio as well. The Brewers, like you, are my favorite professional sports team in the state of Wisconsin. Grew up loving them. And yeah, we are the world's greatest fans, as Bob Uecker would say. And we are, having just one World Series appearance in 53 years. My God, 33,000 there on Sunday for a game and no promotion. And I'm sure a lot of eyes watching this game tonight, a 3-2 loss to the Colorado Rockies. Check us out on YouTube. If you're listening to us on the podcast, you can always find us on YouTube, Lockdown Brewers. Hit the subscribe button on there and hit that little bell on there. That's going to alert you every time we drop an episode. As for the audio version of this, you know, whether you're driving around, picking the kids up, driving to work in the morning, we appreciate you making Lockdown Brewers the first listen to every day. A lot of you everydayers out there do that. You plug us in. You find us on Spotify, Google, also on the Apple Podcast. There's many on. I put it on my Twitter account after I drop the episodes. I put a list of a bunch of different places where you can get Locked On Brewers. I appreciate you being there every day, you everydayers. Also, your comments on Twitter, Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Drop your comments on YouTube as well. There's a comment section down there. Always enjoy reading them and reading your tweets throughout the game. That's why we are here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. Brewers and Rockies get back at it on Wednesday night, 7:40 first pitch. Catch every pitch of Brewers' hometown broadcast with SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers. All right. Brewers had some chances in this game. They really did. They had definite opportunities to win this game because Freddy Peralta was outstanding. Yeah, he was. He gave up the two home run balls, Freddy did, but he struck out 10. He had lots of traffic out there. 7 base hits, 3 walks. Yeah, there was some traffic, and the Brewers were the beneficiary of a couple of double play balls there. But yeah, lots of traffic on the base paths. But Freddy, 10 Ks, okay? He had the 13 Ks 5 years ago at Coors Field and came back, and he pitched well enough to win this game. 6 innings and 2 runs. At Coors Field, you will take that. The problem is the offense. The offense did not come through. Stranding guys on base, getting leadoff guys aboard, getting double off, just so many different things that happened with this team. We'll fast forward to the 9th inning. After the Brewers had tied the game 2-2 in the 6th, Rowdy Tellez with an RBI double. Tellez had 2 hits. When Rowdy Tellez is the guy who you have to depend on for not home runs, but RBI singles and doubles, which they have as of late, that's a problem. There should be other guys driving in runs and, you know, playing that ABC baseball. Tellez is there to bop the ball out of the ballpark, okay? But now Tellez is doing other things. He's like the hottest. He's like the only guy who's been carrying his weight. No pun intended there for Rowdy. But the hot rod there has been carrying a big stick. So no complaints about Rowdy. He's having great plate approaches. He's doing his job. Some other guys, mainly the young guys. Bryce Durang did have 2 hits. But Joey Weimer is warning track fly balls we're getting from him as of late. So anyway, it was a 2-2 game going into the eighth inning, and the Brewers had given up the two runs to the Rockies on two solo home runs off Peralta. The Brewers came right back and tied it with two runs in the sixth, an RBI ground out, and then Tellez played it the first run with an RBI double. Bottom of the eighth inning, Peter Strzelecki came on, and Peter's been so good and gave up an RBI base hit to for the eventual game winner in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the now 10 and 20 Colorado Rockies go ahead and beat the Brewers on Tuesday night, taking the opener of the series. I was going to the bank today, and I was talking to the teller there, and I said, you know what, this is baseball. You're not going to – if you could just take two or three against Colorado. I know the Rockies are a bad team. Baseball is such where – and you all know this – that you can't just think you're going to go in there and sweep the Rockies and sweep maybe the Giants. You'd love to, but if you could take two or three, and the Brewers are still in position for that, but now they got to win the final two games of the series. But offensively, I think they're a concern. I think there is a number of guys in this lineup that are just slumping. I mean, Tyrone Taylor, 17 home runs, batted 238 last year. When we're throwing all the welcome backs, the Tyrone Taylor coming back to this lineup. He's going to be at the bottom of the order. He was eighth in the order today, made a terrific play defensively in right field on a catch and throw out at the plate. You know, he brings great defense at all three of the outfield positions, and he's going to do that. He also bounced into a double play on a ball that was sharply hit up the middle. And the Brewers were victims also of the Rockies playing pretty solid defense, especially up the middle with the second and third base, second and shortstop. Very good. I thought their infielders really had a great game defensively. And this is a Rocky team that's one of the worst teams in the league defensively. They picked a good time for them to have their best defensive game, and they played it against the Brewers tonight. Tyrone Taylor called up from AAA. He had been making rehab starts down there. Tyrone avoiding surgery. That is such a good news for them. It looked like he might have to have the elbow surgery, but he had the injection, and he was able to pull off not having surgery. Let's keep our fingers crossed for him. You don't want to have – an athlete never wants to have his skin opened up. There's no doubt about that. And Tyrone so far has avoided that, and he came back in. Nice throw out at home plate. That was great. They sent down Blake Peterson. He had just 12 at-bats. Didn't it appear like Blake Peterson was like up every inning? I feel like when he was up here, he was like batting. His turn in the order was coming up like every inning or every other inning. Now, he had one hit, and Blake Perkins, God bless him, but that is an upgrade with Tyrone Taylor in right field. And Perkins going back and getting more seasoning. I don't know what his future is as a major leaguer, but the time is not now because we're trying to win a division here and stay in front of the St. Louis Cardinals as much as possible. And Tyrone Taylor is their best outfield option at this point. So Peralta pitches six innings, 10 Ks, seven hits, three walks. Thought he was really, really, really good. If you can't win with that type of performance, a little disturbing because the Brewers get to the top of the ninth inning. They get a double, a one-out double by Contreras. And Brasso came in and pinch ran for him. Ended up getting the third on a ground ball to short, which he should never have gone. The shortstop could have thrown him out at third, the Rocky shortstop. And then to end the game, Turang goes down on three pitches. Turang, who had two hits in the game, down on three pitches. And the tying run ends up on third base to finish off the game. A 3-2 Brewers loss. Feldner was the starting pitcher, Ryan Feldner, for the Rockies. They finally got to him in the sixth inning, and then they got him out of there because he was starting to unravel a little bit. And then the Rockies bullpen held the Brewers the rest of the game. We'll talk about the box score. We'll talk about some guys who need to step it up in the starting lineup. And I know there's been injuries and all, and I'm tired of talking about the injuries, but there are injuries on this team. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. And offensively, who's underperforming on this team? We'll get to that. Get to some of your tweets as well here on Locked On Brewers. Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. The show is brought to you in part by Game Time. Game Time's got flash deals, last minute tickets, easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. You get images of seat views, lowest price guaranteed, event cancellation protection, job loss protection. Forget planning months in advance. If you want tickets in a hurry, like hours before game time, go to Game Time, because those tickets drop. Those prices are dropping before game time, and you could snag some good ones. I've done that many times on game day, on game time, on game day, getting tickets from Game Time. You get exclusive flash deals and tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. So if you want to go to concert or whatever, go to Game Time. They got all your tickets, and you can see where exactly where you want to sit. You get images of the seat before you buy. So download the Game Time app, create an account, use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB, LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code LOCKEDONMLB, $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed on Game Time. Show is also brought to you by So Rare, our new sponsor. So Rare, a revolutionary fantasy baseball game and marketplace transforming fans into owners with officially licensed digital cards featuring players from across all 30 MLB teams. Unlike other fantasy baseball platforms, So Rare managers truly own their own fantasy experience, collecting, buying, selling, competing with other player cards. So Rare. Game weeks happen twice weekly, span of a 3 or 4 day cycle. At the end of the game week, So Rare managers who rank at or near the top of their leaderboards win a variety of rewards, game tickets, merchandise, signed jerseys, just to name a few of the rewards. Head to sorare.com/lockedon. That's So Rare, sorare.com. So Rare. Draft your team of free player cards, set your lineup, start competing today to win epic awards. Again, that's sorare.com/lockedon to start playing today. Brewers and Rockies continue their series on Wednesday night before Thursday's afternoon finale. And catch every pitch of Brewers hometown broadcast with SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers and Rockies 740 with that first pitch on SiriusXM. Appreciate all you everydayers out there. Those of you follow us along on Twitter, here on YouTube, or downloading the podcast. I appreciate you following us every day and love hearing your comments on Twitter or right here on YouTube, because we are your team every day. Locked On Brewers, we are here for you even on weekends. We drop podcasts on weekends as well. We'll be coming with you right here on Locked On Brewers. All right, let's look at the lineups here. All right, the lineups here for the Brewers. Christian Yelich, he's down to 224. Had a sharp single, went 1-for-4. Jesse Winker went 2-for-3. Started to hit a little better, okay? A little better. Started off strong, went through a little funk there. And now he's 2-for-3 tonight. And a 250 batting average. Willie Adames went 0-for-4. Willie's been in a little bit of a funk. You know, Willie was on a streak there where he had 22, 23 straight games, where consecutive games where he was getting on base. But lately, it's not been good. Rowdy's been their best hitter. Contact hitter, you wouldn't think. But like I said, when Rowdy's your best contact hitter and getting on base, singles and doubles, that's not good. He's up to 258, though. He was below the Mendoza line for quite a bit of the early part of the season. Went 2-for-4 and an RBI. William Contreras had a 1-for-4 night, including an RBI groundout that tied it in the sixth inning. Brasso came on and pinch ran for him after that double. And by the way, that double that he hit, if you saw it in the ninth inning, left center field gap, according to Adam McKelvey's tweet, my buddy from Brewers.com, excellent writer, he said, according to one of the analytic reports, I think it was StatCast, that said that it would have been a home run in 28 ballparks. Now, would it have flown as far in other ballparks? Who knows? But I can tell you it was probably out at AmFam Field in many other ballparks. But he said, on distance-wise, it would have been out in 28 of the ballparks, according to StatCast. Brian Anderson, 0-for-4. He's kind of in a funk, down to 248. Bryce Terang, 2-for-4. Tyrone Taylor, his first game back, he struck out. He went 0-for-3, but he made the nice play in right field on the catch and throw out at the plate. And Joey Weimer continues to struggle, 0-for-3, down to 2.18. That Brewer bullpen, well, we told you Freddie's stats, 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, 2 homers, 10 Ks, 94 pitches. Yeah, that's winning pitcher material right there. Freddie gets his 4th straight quality start. Even though he got a no decision here, he kept the Brewers in the game, 6 innings, 2 runs. We'll take that from Freddie. Pyamps pitched an inning and struck out 2. Pyamps pitched really well. Strzelecki, first earned run of the year. 2-2 game in the bottom of the 8th inning. He gave up an RBI base hit. 2 hits in the inning, and he takes the loss. Strzelecki dips to 2-1. Well, 68 degrees at game time at Coors Field. About 30 degree difference from there and Milwaukee. All right. Earlier this week, after the game on Sunday, I asked some of you out there, I said, you know, who on this team has been underachieving? 1 month in, or one, but a little over 1 month into the season. What has been the most unexpected part of this Brewers team and the most disappointing? Take a couple of your answers here. Good pitching. Devin Williams is the chef's kiss. Yelly is rough. He sure is. Consistency is in the batting department is wildly lacking. Consistency in the batting department is wildly lacking. Yeah, it is. I still keep thinking that Yelich is going to turn it around. And I know we've had enough of a sample size here where I should be feeling otherwise. And I know some of you, I'm going to take a quick drink here. My mouth is getting dry. Diet Mountain Dew for those of you watching us on YouTube. Yeah, I drink way too much of it. I think Yelly, man, I look at him at the plate and I think, yeah, he has a couple of games where you'd think that things are going to be turning in the right direction. And then he has some awful bad appearances. But I'm still not in the Dunn Club. Your boy Freem is still not in the Dunn Club with Christian Yelich. David writes, the rookies are really stepping up. Unfortunately, the injuries are piling up. Even with some minor leaguers that would be calling up to replace the injured MLB players. Yeah. I know some of you want Jackson Churio up here on the roster. He's not making the jump from AA. Now, maybe later on the year, but they're just not going to call him up yet. They just will not. And sure, does he have better major league potential than Blake Perkins? Yeah, of course he does. You know, defensively, he's been great. I don't know if you saw the glove that he won down there for defense and hitting. Jackson was presented with the other day. I forgot what it was called. But, you know, he could do it with the glove. He could track down balls. He could hit with power. But Jackson's just not ready for Major League Baseball just yet. And who knows, maybe by the end of the year, that might be the case. As fast as climber as he's coming. Y'all remember Gary Sheffield and how quickly he just advanced. And before you knew it, in 1988, Sheffield was on the Milwaukee Brewers. So, but it's not his time yet. But it will be. Nick's 840 says injuries. Injuries have been the most unexpected part of this team. No, it's not really with me. I mean, injuries you have no control over, so you can't really blame them. Unexpected, says Brock in SB. Unexpected, Wade Miley being basically the ace of the staff. Yeah, through his first 5 outings, he's just been great. Disappointing, they still suck against left-handed pitching. I always look to fade the Brewers when they play left-handed pitching. Well, if you faded them last weekend, you would have went 1-2 because they won the first 2 games against lefties and then lost on Sunday with the worst pitcher of the 3 lefties for the Angels with Suarez. But yeah, there's parts of this team offensively, but this is the hand the Brewers are dealt with. Council has no choice. I mean, the offense is going to continue to struggle with, but this is the hand the Brewers decided to play with then the offseason. Okay, they wanted Garrett Mitchell in the everyday lineup. He's gone. Okay, But who's to say he was going to stump? He hit the game-winning home run earlier this year. Weimer continues to make plays defensively in the outfield. But, man, offensively, if there was somebody else to replace him, he might be making a trip down to the minors to work this out right now. Because Weimer, he's showing major league ability to hit the baseball, to field the baseball. But he just can't. He's struggling offensively. Other than those first couple of weeks, it's been downhill ever since then. Tyrone Taylor, let's hope that Tyrone getting put on this roster is going to be a boost for this team. 17 homers, 238 a year ago. This team is so strong defensively. For them, for the Brewers to win games, obviously it's going to have to be strong pitching and strong defense, which they've had. Their closer has been great, Devin Harris. Strzelecki has been terrific other than tonight. Okay, I'm going to cut him some slack there. Piamps was good tonight. You know, there's other guys in the bullpen. You do have to, again, look over the kitchen table, the coffee table, when you're watching them pitch because you're such in fear what's going to happen. But that's where they are as far as the other guys in their bullpen. But Terang, we're going to have to go through growing pains with him. When he made the roster, we knew that. Offensively, the offense was not the best part of his game. All right? It wasn't. Hit the grand slam on opening day, but offense is not where it's at for Terang, but he's going to give you A-plus defense. Brian Anderson, yep, great pickup so far, but now he's cooling off a little. William Contreras, you know, that was a fantastic pickup we talked about. Having a solid year, had a big double there in the ninth inning, couldn't score. You know, Rowdy Tellez, 258. That's, you know, for a guy who's hitting around 219 usually, Tellez has been very impressive so far. He's the MVP on offense, obviously. If you were to put an all-star out of this lineup, it's Rowdy Tellez. Willie Adames going through a little slump, but he's going to turn it around. No worries about Willie Adames. The only concern I have is whether or not they're going to give him a contract extension, which doesn't look like it's going to be the case. Jesse Winker, two hits tonight, and I like Jesse. I like him a part of this team. I thought, again, that was a great pickup. And, Jesse's not going to compete for a batting title, but he's sure going to get clutch hits, and he's not going to be out there. His knees aren't going to be shaking when he comes up in a clutch situation. And Christian Yelich down to 224. Yeah, I don't know what more we could say about Christian Yelich. But offensively, this is the hand the Brewers are dealt with, okay? I think when we complain about the strikeouts and early in the year, you know, they were playing ABC baseball. They were getting runners in. They were stealing bases. They were playing small ball, okay? Seemed like they'd gotten away from that a little bit, and they're just not scoring runs. But we knew going into the season and with the talent that they have offensively, they're not going to be a team that's going to put up a lot of runs offensively. They're going to have games where they might score 8 or 9 runs on a fluke, okay? And there's going to be games like today where when they fell behind 2-0 and Taylor threw that runner out at the plate, I was like, thank God, because 2-0 seemed insurmountable at that point. You know, just like teams in the past, you know, the Brewers get down early, you know, 2 or 3 runs, you almost got to call it a day because you know they're not going to fight back. You know, no matter what they say about being resilient. So another game coming up on Wednesday. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a bit. The Brewers play on Wednesday night, 7:40 with that first pitch. Catch every pitch of Brewers hometown broadcast, SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers and appreciate all you everydayers on the Locked On Podcast Network and making Locked On Brewers your first listen to every day. I appreciate this. Tomorrow, we'll be recapping Game 2 of this series with the Rockies. We'll be dropping the podcast about 2 hours after the game coming up tomorrow night. Locked On Brewers, brought to you by BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists if you feel any time you need to. There is no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/LockedOnMLB today. 10% off your first purchase, your first month, I should say. BetterHelp.com/LockedOnMLB today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOnMLB. Brewers have Eric Lauer on the hill on Wednesday in the final game of this series. I should say in the round, the second game of this series. They're going with a six-man rotation now. Adrian Hauser is going to pitch sometime this weekend, it seems, it appears. Hasn't been announced yet, but it looks like they're going to go with a six-man rotation. Kyle Freeland, who pitched well in his last time out in a 9-1 loss to Arizona. Diamondbacks basically opened that game late against the bullpen, but it started with Freeland in the seventh, but he pitched six innings, five hits, and three earned runs, six-plus innings. Kyle Freeland in his last start. The Brewers dropped to 18-11. I think the Cardinals lost, though. Last time I checked, the Cardinals were behind. Man, they are going through some issues in St. Louis right now. Let's see how the Cardinals did. I thought last check, yeah, they lost at home 5-1 to the Angels. So the Angels, who won on Sunday in Milwaukee, came back and won 5-1 over St. Louis. The Cardinals, man, look at their record, 10-20. 10 games behind the Pittsburgh Pirates, 9 games behind Milwaukee. And that's what I'm looking at. Again, I tell you, you might want to look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're 20-10, but I'm not worried about the Pittsburgh Pirates at all. None whatsoever, or the Cubs or the Reds, but the St. Louis Cardinals. Brewers are 9 games in front of the St. Louis Cardinals. That is looking good. Keep extending that lead over those boys, because you know the St. Louis Cardinals, if any team has got the ability to turn around, it's them guys. All right, we'll talk to you all tomorrow night, about 2 hours after the game. We'll be dropping Lockdown Brewers. Thanks for viewing us on YouTube and, of course, on the podcast and the audio version, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's going to do it for the show. I'm Chuck Freeman. This is Lockdown Brewers on the Lockdown Network.